Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily this Wednesday, March, I've got to check this every time, 27th, 2019. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is Tesla battery install day, I hope. By the time you're listening to this, I'm hoping that the Tesla people are in their van driving towards my house with three, count them, three Powerwalls to do the old backup of the old housey house. We will see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We will see. Full report coming tomorrow. That's what it'll all be about tomorrow. But for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's some good news for those of you that live in countries that drive on the wrong side of the road. And I used to live in one of those countries called Australia and the UK. In the wild, somebody took a picture of a right-hand drive Model 3, which is really pretty exciting. It's from a Redditor, Mr. Salty Peanuts. I love these Redditor names. Mr. Salty Peanuts on the i280. Saw a right-hand drive model, and this story is on electric. The exciting thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is that there's a lot of people in the UKs, there's a lot of people in the Australias that want to get themselves on a Tesla, but because in both of those countries, I believe that cars are way more expensive than the US, the Model S and the Model X are just out of reach for most people. But the Model 3, while still being an expensive car, will be much more in line with the kind of prices that you would spend on a mid-range vehicle in those countries. And as I've said before, in Australia, that means somewhere around $60,000-ish, which again is not a cheap car, but it does bring it down a little bit better than the $150,000 to $200,000 for an S or an X. Thank you very much. And because of the way the Model 3 has been made in that simplified interior, we've just got the screen in the middle, it is probably true that it's easier to produce a right-hand model in this type of car than it is in a standard car. I might be talking out of my bottom, but I believe that that is probably true. I also read some good news on Teslarati, and Teslarati is reporting that there's this German car magazine called Der Spiegel. I don't know how to pronounce that, so forgive me if I just destroyed that. But they got their hands on a Model 3, and they did a review, and generally, that was super positive. First of all, the fact that the Model 3 is so zippy fast, 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 3.5 seconds, top speed of 155, and they validated all this. Yes, that's all true. Putting it ahead of some really high-performance sedans that come from Germany, like the BMW M3. They like the fact that there's lots of cabin space. They love the dog mode. They love the over-the-air updates. They were not so happy about some of the stuff that we're not so happy about, that there's a bit too much reliance on that 15-inch center console screen for things like, I just want to open up the glove compartment, for goodness sake. Couldn't you just put a little knobby knob on there? Now, this is a big deal, right? Because this is a really big publication that's been around just, you know, post-Second World War, has a circulation of almost 1 million copies per week, one of the biggest publications in Europe, according to Teslarati. So it's a big deal, and they're saying, you know, the German car manufacturers need to sit up and take notice because this American manufacturer with this electric vehicle might be coming to eat your lunch. So it's nice to have these kind of reviews because I think all of that stuff is true. This car is fast. This car has some great features. I agree that there is some stuff that's not so good about the fact that there is this incredible reliance on the 15-inch screen. And also, as people have noted here, that the interior trim and stuff isn't really at the same level as the high-end Mercedes and high-end BMWs. I expect that they might get to that. But once you drive a Model 3, you don't want to go back to any other car. Now, that is the kind of advantage that a Tesla has right now. But a lot of that is simply about the fact that the electric drivetrain is simply better, smoother, more torque than an ICE drivetrain. So when Mercedes and when BMW have real electric cars with real range, they'll be able to compete much more head-to-head with Tesla, except for one thing. And you know what that is, don't you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? That one thing is the supercharger network. These car companies, even if they have vehicles that are almost as good or as good as Teslas and Model 3s and Model Ys, I would still not say go buy a Mercedes or a BMW electric car, even though it's really good, because you need that supercharger network to make it a real car for those long distances. So those car manufacturers, are you listening? Hello? Get busy. Start building out the networks for long-distance charging, or for when you're driving long distances, for fast DC charging. Is this thing on? Are you listening? Oh, I doubt it. Teslarati also has a rendering of SpaceX's Steel yes, it's steel, Starship as it's re-entering, and it's pretty sweet looking. So again, this is the Buck Rogers looking Starship, and as it's re-entering here, they've got from the Popular Mechanics April 2019 issue a rendering of what this Starship is going to look like, and it sort of glows red and white hot as it re-enters. It looks pretty spectacular, by the way. I can't wait to see this thing get busy and get up in the species, as it were, and then come back from the species, as it were. Now, The Verge has a little article here written by Sean O'Kane from a day or so ago that says that the standard $35,000 Model 3 that was announced February 28th hasn't really gotten out into the world, and some customers are kind of ticked off about it. So it's just about 4 weeks after they originally said it will be available, and they haven't shipped a single one, according to The Verge. And so, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a lot of people are a little bit upset about this. So what does that mean? I don't know what that means. But if I go onto the Tesla website right now and I try and get a standard range version, the estimated delivery is 6 to 8 weeks now. And I swear to you, oh well, I can't swear, but I swear to you that when it first came out, it said 4 weeks. So something is up with the production of that, either because they're selling enough of the higher-end vehicles in Europe and China that they've sort of pushed back some of these sales of the lower-cost cars, or maybe there is actually a production issue with that smaller battery pack. I don't know. Pure speculation. We'll keep an eye out to see what happens next. And a couple of Elon dailies ago, we talked about what's the mile per gallon equivalent of walking. We said somewhere around 200 to 400 miles per gallon equivalent. Are you ready for another one of these ridiculous ideas? Well, here's one for you. What's the mile per gallon equivalent of riding a bicycle? And let's say that you're not in great shape and you're riding at about 9 miles per hour. Well, there's a core answer to this, and the core answer is, if you do the math, that the average person would get about 5,000 miles per gallon equivalent. That can't be right, can it? And indeed, it may not be right, because it depends on a lot of different factors. So other people's answer to this is you've got to factor in a sort of a 20% efficiency of turning food into energy and ATP that humans use to make their muscles work. And so it's probably more like about 1,000 miles per gallon equivalent. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the point is it's an even more efficient way of getting around than walking, and it might be like 5 or 10 times more efficient. Oh, I know that you're excited about these, and there are more coming. Don't you worry. But for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's enough of Elon Daily. And, you know, we're going to talk more tomorrow about the Powerwall installation, day one. They say it's going to take 2 days. I know they're not going to turn it on because it's going to have to get inspected, but I'll be like just fondling it and looking at it and touching it and taking pictures of it as soon as the install occurs. Actually, and lastly for today, I've had to take in the wife's ex. I've had to take the wife's ex in because of 3 issues. First issue, the center air conditioning in the back seat doesn't work. For some reason, there's no air blowing out of that thing. There's some actuator issue. They're going to get that fixed. The second thing, it's in there right now. Second thing is that the windscreen wiper on the driver's side goes too far. It goes sort of off the glass and back and goes clunkety clunk clunk. So that's no good. That's an easy fix. You just sort of tweak it. And then the last one is the Tesla X was not talking to the app. And also, when you're in the Tesla X, you could not find out real-time updates of the supercharger network. And we're having a problem with the maps. So it turns out, I took it in today, and they said it's sort of the LTE cellular module where the problem is. They fixed the actuator for the air conditioning, and they fixed the wipers. But that module that they already had a piece in for me, because they could tell, because they'd already run diagnostics, that that was the problem. The one that they got in isn't working properly. So they're going to have to get another one from the parts department. The parts department is Pomona, which is not that far away. It's about an hour in traffic away from where I dropped my car off. But they said they're not going to be able to get the car finished until Friday. So here is the problem, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've heard this many times, and that is service. These cars are still having to go in way too often. This is almost a brand new car. It is a brand new car for like 3 months ago. And it's had to go into service, and this module broke it's been broken for like 2 months. And this service turnaround time, where we hear these magical things from Elon about how it's going to be within hours for most people, This one, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is going to be 4 days. Now, it turns out I have an extra car right now, so this is not a big deal for me. And they'd give me a car if I needed it. But still, it's kind of a hassle. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got to say, though, that the people at the service center provided really, really outstanding care. They were so nice and so professional. It was a really great experience. I just want the car back. I don't want to get in trouble anymore from the wife. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Elon Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.